This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get into some basketball, but Ian Rappaport is rapporting that Dan Quinn has told reporters that Jaden Daniels will not practice today because of the injury to the ribs. Marcus Mariota will talk to the reporters and take first team reps in practice. So Rappaport said it appears to be trending toward Marcus Mariota getting the start for Washington on Sunday.
Mm. Cowboys back in it, baby.
I mean, if you think they're going to win this Sunday, then yes.
I think they have a better chance.
Than Washington does?
Than they did before with all the other players for the Niners being healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, Debo put on the wrong rag.
The pneumonia rag.
Please, yeah. God, don't let us go back into that again.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I'm going to go get some ammonia and go put it in an ice bath and then put it on top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had it before. It's awesome.
I have not.
I just need you to get really sweaty.
Okay.
And hot.
Okay.
That's the way it works the best.
All right. I'll see what I can do about that. In the meantime, let's talk about the NBA. Give me cut number 7, please. Them Boston Celtics.
Jaylen Brown, step to his right. Three in the air is good, and the Celtics have broken the franchise record for threes with 11:02 to go on opening night.
Lord knows they jacked up 13 three-pointers after that to try to break the NBA record. I've got some NBA generalized storylines for you. Also, if people want to send in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube, some stat predictions for the Dallas Mavericks. I got some over and under for you there. But let me ask you if these general NBA storylines intrigue you. Because I think the answer to this one is definitively yes. Is the LeBron Curry Durant era nearing its sunset? I think the answer to that question is yes, but does it interest y'all?
Yes, it does. Nah, it does, because the arc of can they do it one more time is always kind of interesting.
Yep.
But I don't always want somebody to do it one more time and be like coming back for another one. I kind of like the John Elway ride off into the sunset being a champion thing.
This one's for John.
Not everybody gets the opportunity to do that. I get that part. But I like that idea, the concept of being able to just say, I did it, I'm done, I'll see y'all later. Now I'll just be part of the game by being a legend in the game.
Yeah, it intrigues me the more I think about it, just because if you had kind of the Magic Larry to Jordan, and then you got kind of the Shaq, Kobe, Duncan kind of era, and then you had LeBron, and I hate saying this, but you kind of had a little bit of the Wade in there with Kobe, you know, kind of sunset type of deal. So it's never perfect, like it all ends at exactly the same time. But it's interesting if you look at guys like Luka, or, you know, it's weird because I can't really put Tatum in there, but maybe you look at Giannis. And you look at Jokic, is Anthony Edwards, that last night wasn't the best night for him. But like, you're kind of like, who will be the next 2 to 3 guys to really, you feel like for a decade, have taken over the NBA? But you take it over by winning the championships. LeBron, true. Curry, and Durant kind of cheating, but they took over the NBA by winning most of the championships.
Now, this next one, will the Orlando Magic take the next step in their growth? They gave Jalen Suggs yesterday 5 years, $150.5 million. So whether it's Banchero ascending, Wagner, Suggs, whether you still think Wendell Carter can give you something, Cole Anthony, like however you want to break it down. Do you view the Magic as a team that's ready to take another step? Like, we were just talking about individual players. Could this be the Orlando Magic team that is ready to step into a better place?
Can they do it offensively?
Yeah.
Because Was it the Cleveland series they had? It just felt like it was who can score.
I could see that.
78 points. It just felt like it was two good defenses,
school,
but not a lot
Pistons,
of great
Spurs.
Offense. But Banchero, it seems like he's right there on the cusp of being that dude.
They're so the young. Brain. He is great. I wonder this. You think of the history of it, and I know that Phil Jackson's teams never really had a point guard. Like Derek Fisher, BJ Armstrong, whoever you want. Like they weren't real true point guards through their kind of offensive system. But it's like, okay, I'm kind of with Corey there. It's like they have some great players led by Banchero, and maybe great's too high. But who's the guy that's kind of going to kind of put it all in place? The way we just heard Robert Horry say, the hope is that Chris Paul gets all of these young guys to understand the pecking order. And there is a pecking order there. Is it Anthony Black who can figure it out?
Yeah.
Is it like who's going to figure out how to, like, Banchero's the guy. Everybody else works off of him to the last year's playoff point. But I do think, I wouldn't bet on it, but I think they can make the conference finals if the bracket's set up to avoid Boston until the conference finals.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Are the Thunder built for postseason success? Either yesterday or the day before, I know Gavin Dawson pointed out, like, hey, a lot of national folks are picking the Thunder, but nah, I'm not really having that. Do you feel like the Thunder are built for postseason success?
I do.
I do too.
I like the way you guys said that, Sad.
Because obviously the Mavs have to deal with it. And if you want, you've always said, well, I disagree, easiest road possible. The road just seems to get more difficult in the West over and over, so it's never going to be easy. But they have a lot of young players with high skill sets. I do concern about Chet. He's still, you can push him around. You can still do some, like, take him out of a game almost completely, and the Mavs did during that series. So, but yeah, I think they continue to grow and get better, but maybe we should be looking at it the other way. Maybe they'll be banging their head up against the wall going, how do we ever beat the Mavs? Like, that team added better, and they still have Luka, they still got Kai. How do we ever deal with that?
I'm just looking at age of some of the guys they're hoping that take the next step. And Holmgren's 22. There should be growth there. I get when you get to 25 in the NBA, in a way, you might have... I know there's still mental things, but you might have kind of hit your peak of you really understanding the game, and now you just have to stay at that very high level. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 26. Lou Dort is 25. But when you look at the Jalen Williams, who we think can be great.
Agreed.
He's 23. The other one's 22. And he's a role player. The other one. A nice role player, but a role player. So the two guys they're relying on to make major leaps to take them to the level of we're in the NBA finals and possibly winning it are 22 and 23 years old. So I still think there's growth and development, but there could be a little bit of they're just not ready yet to maybe beat a 26-year-old when we get to the playoffs, Luka Doncic, and I'm going to say 32-year-old Kyrie Irving, I think.
Yeah. All right. I've got plenty more storylines for you, but instead I wanted to focus in on the Dallas Mavericks. I've got player prop bets for all kinds of stuff. Corey,
I have a question.
Okay.
I just saw this note, Kevin, that Exum is the only Maverick on the injury report. Luka and Maxey are good to go for tomorrow. My question to you. I'm sorry. Let me finish it, Kevin.
Oh.
My question is.
That's fair. Fair.
How many times this year will there only be one person on the injury report?
Oh, my gosh.
After this game, zero.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay,
I could absolutely see that.
It feels like I would love for them to all be healthy. And it does seem, though, whenever you have a team like this that you want to be out there because you're like, this is awesome. It's great. But this team just has a propensity to be injured.
I mean, not that Maxey's a big-time player for you. He is a 10- to 20-minute guy. But, I mean, he needs to sit out 32 games.
Yeah.
Like his body at most can handle 50 regular season games if you want him healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, on the Luka front, give me points, assists, rebounds, or you can pick any of them. Like, what are you guys projecting per game basis for the season? Points, rebounds, assists for Luka.
60, 30, 20.
That,
I feel like that's pretty easy.
So Corey's going to hammer the over
nightly
on all of this.
32 for points. He comes down about from 33.9 to approximately 32.
Okay.
Assist. I don't have his numbers pulled up from last year. I just remember his points. I am going to go at 10.3.
Okay.
And rebounds, I'm going to give him 8.
Okay.
Kevin, I just realized.
I was thinking 7.5 or 8 on rebounds.
Whenever I said 60 and 30, that gave 120 points that came directly from Luka's hands.
At least, yes.
Realistically, I would love to see him in the 25, 13 range.
Okay.
Like, I would love to see that out of him. Because where was he points-wise in the 30s last year?
33.9.
Yes, I would like to see that dip down so that the rest of this team can score.
Okay, and we had Robert Ori on earlier. I really enjoyed his answer to that. He's like, yeah, that is definitely a conversation that is complicated at times. So over-under for Luka, points per game, 32.5. Rebounds per game, 8.5. And then assists per game, 9.5. So, Mike, you're like right on the line.
I'm hoping
for
I go
all of these
over on assists because I want him to be over. Okay. Over when I say over 10, like 10.5.
Yeah, yeah.
He was at 9.8 last year. Rebounds, for some reason, I'm going to go under because
as much. Yeah.
He has, for the first time in his career, he has a Lively that we can trust. Yep. Like last year, we had no clue what he was going to be the start the year. You have Gafford. PJ Washington's a solid rebounder. I just think that he has more guys that can help where most of his career, he has not had a center on his team that you could trust, and now he has two. So I think rebounds could come down a hair, and then the points will be interesting on if he wants to go for the scoring title.
Now, for Kyrie, I'm going to ask it a little differently. Give me points per game as well as over-under number of games played.
65?
Okay.
Games? Corey, you want to go on games first?
58.
Okay.
He matches what he did last year.
Over under games played, 59.5. So you guys are in that ballpark. Corey's right there taking the under.
In the last 2 years, he's played 60 and 58. So,
yeah. Okay, right there in the middle. It makes sense how they got to that number.
Points, I'm going to stick with what he did last year, just a hair under. I'm going to say 25. He has 25.6.
Okay.
I'm going to say 23. Because I'm dead locked on somebody else is going to eat a little more this year. And I think Luka and Kyrie take a little bit of a dip.
Okay, so
but for the betterment of the team.
That is really interesting because I think what you're seeing here is Vegas seems pretty high on the Mavs when I give you one more after this. Because Kyrie, over-under points per game, 25.5. So just thus far with Luka and Kyrie, Vegas has got them going at 58 points per game. Now, Clay, what do you think about over under for him points per game?
Oh man, what was he at last year?
17.9, I believe. I don't have it pulled up because I have a Maverick stats pulled up. You're saying Clay Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was that was a down year for him. 17.9. That was down.
I'm going to say 21.9.
Okay,
I'm with Mike.
17.5. So just with that group right there, they project those three at 75.5 points per game. Now, I realize.
And we're more like at 70.
Exactly.
Like our guesstimation.
Exactly.
You think his, that might not exist on there, but his three-point percentage.
What do you think the over-under on his three-point percentage is?
30.
I'm going to guess 39.5 is the Vegas line.
39.4, Bob.
Again, talking about optimism with the Mavericks. Over-under, Klay Thompson's three-point shooting percentage, 40.5.
Okay,
is where they're
close
at. And I know you might
his
be like,
his history would suggest.
Yeah.
Yes.
You might think 1 percentage point, 1.2 percentage points, not that big of a deal. It will be as the season goes along.
I was going to say 40%. So, like, Vegas is right on the number where I would not feel confident betting either way.
What do you think, Mike? What number would you give him in corner threes, though? Would you put that number higher or lower?
If I've watched enough preseason basketball that he's not hanging out in the corner a lot.
I kind of like that.
Okay.
I mean, there are other guys that can.
Because here's the deal.
True.
The other guys can't shoot from the wing. They can't shoot from the top of the key at a high percentage. He's our one role player that feels more comfortable shooting wing and top of the key threes. Everybody else is like, I need the shortest three-pointer possible to be the most successful. So it seems like the Mavs know this is our guy that can kind of get to the wing. He can go to the up top, and he can feel very comfortable taking those threes. It doesn't mean he won't get corner threes, but he's not standing in the corner a lot in these preseason games, but Luka didn't play any of the preseason games.
Yes, agreed on that front as well. Let me ask you one more broader NBA question. I get to Derek Lively tomorrow. Do you think Jokic and the Nuggets have another title run in them?
In his whole career?
Let's say in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's that good.
I do.
He's the best player in the league. I know Gavin said Luka's taking that over.
That would be great.
I hope so. But he is the best, and usually the best, which still, if he has his role players healthy, they can be a scary team.
That's where I say it's very iffy.
Okay.
Because I don't know that Jamal Murray, I don't know if he's going to continue to be play at the level that he can play at to run with him. But I'll say maybe, Kevin.
Okay. Very, very strong opinion right there from Mr. Majors.
My over-under is maybe.